listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we've talked about client retention before here on the podcast, but we're going to delve deeper into this topic with a two-part series that focuses on communication. This is ASG episode 127, Keys to Client Retention, Face-to-Face Communication, written by Lauren Hayden. The old saying, communication is key, may be ingrained into your brain, and that's for good reason. In fact, communication is said to be the foundation of all human relationships. That being said, you can stop racking your brain for the single best way to retain your clients. We have your answer. Always communicate effectively. Communication is important, and there are numerous studies on the benefits of strong communication. Not only does communicating effectively help to create lasting relationships, it also helps build trust between agents and clients. Being trustworthy can help to create a sense of ease for your client. It's part of human nature that once people get comfortable, they don't like to deviate from something they find familiar. I know I don't, and your clients are the same. A satisfied and informed client is unlikely to go looking for advice elsewhere. You can gain your client's trust by communicating with empathy and understanding. If your clients feel heard and understood, they'll be more likely to choose you over another agent who does not display those qualities. When your clients are confident in your ability to help them with as big of a decision as choosing a Medicare plan, they'll be more likely to choose you as their agent in the future and even recommend you to family and friends. We believe relationships built on trust and productive communication are ones that will last and help to increase your client retention. Now that we've touched on why powerful communication can help you to keep your clients, we want to give you some tips on how to interact with them face to face. And keep in mind, each of your clients will have different preferences and personalities, so the same methods may not always work across the board. See what works and pay close attention to each of your clients' needs, because many of these are foolproof ways to ensure your clients will feel heard and valued. First, make the most of verbal communication. When we think of how we communicate, the first and most common method is speaking out loud to one another. When interacting with clients, it's important to speak clearly and with confidence. Use your client's name when talking to them and make them feel important. Upon meeting, ask if they prefer to be addressed using a title like Mr., Mrs., Miss., or Ms., or simply called by their first name. A huge tip to remember when talking to your clients is to never be condescending. People younger than 65 sometimes have a tendency to use something we call elder speak when talking with seniors. This is similar to that high-pitched tone of voice people sometimes use with children, and also includes calling older people, especially women, names like sweetie or dear. Not only is doing this belittling, but it may make your client feel like you think they are incompetent. Instead, be sure to talk with your client adult to adult. Let them chat about themselves and ask as many questions as they need to in order to understand their options. Medicare can be very confusing, and for many of your clients, this may be their first time buying health insurance or comparing plans that weren't pre-selected by an employer. Be patient, and your client's appreciation will likely turn into renewals down the road. Our next tip, always be an active listener. Always. Contrary to popular belief, communicating is more than just talking. According to some research, and we will have the link to this in our show notes, the actual words you speak only account for 7% of your communication. Some experts say your tone of voice accounts for 38% of your communication, and body language accounts for 55%. In addition to these components of how you outwardly communicate, listening also plays a critical role in the conversation between agent and client. Before you begin your meeting, remind yourself that your purpose is to find a plan that fits your client's needs, not to sell the plan that will get you the highest commissions. If you go in with the mindset that you already know what plan you want to sell them and it's for the wrong reasons, your client will see right through you and eventually express their disappointment. Actively listening to your client means paying close attention to what they say, responding directly to their comments, and answering all their questions. As their agent, it's your job to provide feedback and opinions, but in a respectful and helpful manner. When your client is speaking, allow them to fully finish their point before responding so as to not interrupt them. One terrible mistake an agent can make is thinking about what they want to say next instead of truly hearing their client. Listen attentively and practice patience to ensure your clients feel heard and valued and will want to meet with you again in the future. Tip number 3, exercise positive body language. Body language is one of the most essential components of communication. While it makes up for more than half of how we communicate, oftentimes we are unaware of the impressions our posture gives off. When you're meeting with a client face-to-face, how you sit, stand, and gesture holds more significance than you might think. It can make or break your sale and your client's decision to choose you as their agent down the road. Because of this, it's imperative that you're mindful of your body. If you're sitting down, don't slump or cross your arms. These positions give off the impression that you're closed off and not open to what your client has to say. Sit up straight and let your hands fall naturally either at your sides or on your lap to convey your active engagement. Make it a point to not stare into space, as doing so could make your client feel like you're not paying attention to them. Try to make direct eye contact and make sure your facial expressions reflect that you're listening. Also, when sitting down with a client, constantly checking your watch can come across as you being in a rush to finish the meeting so you can be somewhere better. Fully devote the time during your appointment to your client. If you're worried about getting to another meeting, tell your client from the beginning that there is a certain time their appointment will end, but you can schedule a second appointment if necessary. We recommend never scheduling meetings so close together that you find yourself in this scenario in the first place, but things do happen. Being open and upfront with your client is better than taking them by surprise when you announce that you suddenly have to leave. If your physical demeanor is welcoming and attentive, your clients will be more likely to enjoy the meeting and feel like their thoughts and questions hold value. How you compose yourself in front of your clients, positively or negatively, will have a huge impact on your client retention. People want an agent who will be engaged, accommodating, and willing to help. Make sure your body language reflects this. Many of your actions as an agent will impact if your clients choose to come back. How well you communicate with beneficiaries is quite high on that list of methods to work on and consider. As an agent, you'll have plenty of opportunities to interact face-to-face with your clients. Make sure you have the right tips and tricks under your belt to make the most of your appointments and increase your rates of client retention. Today, we covered the face-to-face side of communication. In our next episode, we will take on digital communication, and we're not just talking email. We will cover talking on the phone and utilizing social media as well. You won't want to miss it. The best way to make sure that you don't miss it is by subscribing to our podcast. You can do that in every app that you listen to our podcast on, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or Google Podcasts. Just hit that subscribe button. Some apps might call it following, some call it liking. No matter what the verbiage, it doesn't cost a thing to subscribe. It's just you telling us that you want to know when we publish a new episode, and then that episode will automatically be downloaded to your podcast app of choice. Then, depending on your device settings, you can even set it up so you get a notification every time we publish that new episode. So take a moment and subscribe to our podcast. Then you'll know as soon as we publish the second installment in our Keys to Client Retention series later this week. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. We will see you next episode.